The Football Sack Podcast, powered by Summerland Credit Union. Banking on football. Go to bankingonfootball.com for details.
Hello, I'm Jack Quigley, and you're listening to the Football Sack Podcast with me and Pat Flaherty. How you going?
Yeah, great, mate. Great to be back. Another great... what are you doing?
Sorry, I just kicked Pat in the knee. I wanted to start this show in completely unnecessary, violent Ruben Zekovic fashion.
Oh, Ben Williams didn't think that was that violent.
No, I only got a yellow, got away with it. On the proviso, everyone knows in the first minute of the game, it's a total freebie. You could almost stab someone in the first minute of a game and get away with it.
Yeah. Well, obviously, provided Ruben knows this, and he's taking full advantage of it.
He's a hard man now, Ruben.
No, he's not dirty.
No, skinhead, hard man.
Aerodynamic.
Techno musician, Moby.
I think a coach needs to get to Ruben and tell him, mate, to get to the ball, you don't need to kick someone's leg to get to the ball.
Yeah, just go around him and get
it. Yeah, yeah.
Nah, there's nothing hard about that. The Football Sack Podcast has been being unfunny about the A-League way before the B-League came on.
Oh, the B-League. One of the greats, isn't it? One of the great shows.
The B-League, that takes garbage television to a new level.
Is that worse than the Shire?
Oh, that's... Yeah, I'm going to say it is.
Oh, yeah, those shirts are not very good, eh?
Our weekly poll for the week for the podcast this week. What was worse? What did more damage to Australian television... The Shire or the B-League? It's a tight call because the B-League is pretty terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Shire was pretty bad too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I stopped watching the Shire after the first episode.
Stopped watching halfway through the episode.
Yeah, well, yeah, me too. Yeah. Well, I don't think I'm at the halfway mark. I would do the same for the B-League, but it only goes for a few minutes. And then the show I was currently watching before they rudely interrupted continue. So I just tend to hang around.
Just mute them.
Yeah. But they get... less laughs than Michael Richards in an African-American comedy store. Well, let's go through the weekend's games. We'll work our way backwards. We've got Perth 2, Melbourne Heart 0 over in the West. Good signs for Perth 2, set-piece goals. Not such good signs for John Aloisian.
No.
Hayden Fox.
I think they're waiting for Grella to come back come into the team.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's going to bring. It's not much technical ability there.
He's going to bring the Zadkovic project. I can't wait for Grella and Burns to go head to head.
Oh, it'll be a tough match. It'll be tough football.
Tough football. Good hard footy. Hard at the footy. Hard at the Sharon. Yeah. All things Andy Ma used to say on the Fox football and give everyone the shits because he talked about AFL.
The great thing about the A-League is that the standard of play isn't about like technical ability. It's about toughness.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
There's no technical ability there.
No, I don't want you to see how well you can travel ball.
No wonder Fozzie has heart attacks every weekend a bit watching the A-League. He's not technically advanced.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. He's sucking for punishment. Don't tune in. It's getting better, but there's a long way to go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, long way.
Roberto Carlos can kick a ball at 140 k's an hour. Ruben Zekovic can kick a man for 13 metres. So,
and put his hands up saying, impressive. What's wrong? What's wrong?
Yeah, what's wrong? What's wrong? It's first minute. It's first minute.
Or ball.
And there's flesh on his boots. Again, we'll get to Ruben.
Again, he's not dirty.
Not dirty.
Not dirty.
He is as clean as... He's on a nappy sand diet.
That's
how clean he is.
He's detox. He's that clean.
He's as clean as the before shot on the nappy sand ads. In Perth, Dean Heffernan scored, which was nice. We didn't even have to talk to him on the podcast. Scored from all of 30 centimetres out with his knee. Poacher's finish.
Scored Cahill, mate.
Yeah, that's a TC. Yeah.
That's a TC.
He'll be punching corner flags before you know it.
But how was that signage on the grandstand?
The QBE construction site.
Oh, mate. I didn't know if that was the actual crowd or, you know, how they hold little posters above their head.
The cards.
So it looks like a big poster thing. Yeah, I didn't know if it was that
the
or...
The whole game. And they made it plastic and they all just fainted under the
heat. They could have at least, like, put some fake heads on there or something, make it look like a crowd.
Yeah,
they did possibly that... put the camera on the other side where the actual crowd was.
Yeah, that would be the common sense, but it seemed too hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. they can knock down a grandstand and rebuild it. to lift up the camera and walk across the field is too much work. Jacob Burns, not a dirty player. What he is a magic player.
Yes.
Anyone who saw his challenge with Aziz Baich, he was able to get studded in the shins himself and somehow get the yellow card. Fantastic work. He's not so much Jacob Burns as David Blake.
Surely he could have pleaded his innocence. He doesn't wear any shin guards. Surely it would have been some kind
of... He has his socks down most of the time. Next
could have been like, mate, look at this. There's a big stud mark on my leg.
Yeah, that's right.
Nah, mate, that came from...
Yeah, you've obviously done that to yourself.
Self-inflicted wound.
He's next week for his next trick, he's going to levitate and et cetera, et cetera. He'll just want to make sure he doesn't score a goal at any point next week because they may give it to the other team.
No, Alessandro Del Priore would break his leg and he'd be like, nah.
Yeah.
Yellow card, Jacob Burns.
Let's move on. So 2-0, problems for the Hearts. Fantastic start for the Glory. Let's go to Windy Wellington, where the wind was not helping the referee's hair, which was at an all-time high fuzzy level.
Yeah, what was doing there?
It was the fuzziest hair we've seen in the A-League.
We call him Fuzzy Eddie. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Is his name Eddie?
I don't
Probably not.
If by chance his name was Eddie...
calling Fuzzy Eddie.
I would be blown away.
So you said no guy called Fuzzy Eddie. He had really fuzzy hair.
Yeah. Well, is he now a referee in the A-League? Because that could be.
I don't know. Yeah, I lost contact with him. Could be.
I'm going to assume it is. Yeah. This guy was he wasn't a conditioner. He was a shampoo and a blow dry and an out on the field.
I reckon he didn't use shampoo either. I reckon he's just soaped it.
He's scrubbed the scalp. He's a soap scalp scrubber.
Mate, there's no natural oils there.
That is some seriously dry hair.
Yeah, and he wears his pants up about 4 metres high.
We need to talk about the level of pants highness in referees in the A-League.
If you look at every game, they all wear their pants up really high and they're showing too much leg.
Is it in the memo or do the shirts not come down very far and they've got to pull the pants up? You wouldn't want to be a referee if you looked at the other referees.
No.
I don't want to be there.
It's not real fashionable to be a referee in the A-League.
No.
You wouldn't be getting the girls.
No, unless you're Ben Williams, in which you genuinely believe in your own head that everyone in the stadium has come to see you do your thing. They've not come to watch the game. I want to assert my authority on this game and make sure everyone's talking about me afterwards.
Yeah.
Actual football happened in the next Raw game too. We should talk about that.
Yeah.
1-1 draw. Heisegem scored for Wellington. Looks like a decent pickup. He's made a pretty good impact. And Bessart Berisha scoring his 24th goal in 32 games.
All right. Yo, stats guru.
Yeah.
Where'd you get that from?
Yeah, that's right. I stole that stat.
Yeah, I know.
And Bessart Berisha, fantastic pickup by the Raw.
Surely he's been here longer than 2 years, has he?
No.
No?
It's this year and last year. Yeah.
Surely after 2 years we could call him Aussie and possibly bring the Socceroos team, just like all the South African England players in their cricket team.
Yes, that's right. the New Zealand All Blacks coach having a go at Australia for having a young Kiwi bloke playing for the Wallabies last week when most of the All Blacks great players in history have been from the South Pacific. Berisha, fantastic star. He's the man that everyone loves to hate. If you're not on his side... It seems to be the way for most of the Raw and the Raw as a club, actually. If you're not with them, you tend to really hate them. But it's great for the league, the Raw fans. I think they've taken on that Liverpool kind of mantle.
Yeah, kind of like the Collingwood.
Yeah, exactly.
Manly.
So I think I like it. I think it's great for the league.
It's just because they're Queenslanders and no one likes them.
Yeah,
I think they're better than everyone else.
That could be it. It's that great chant of ole, 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 ole.
Oh, yeah. Obviously came
Go the Raw. That one still rings in my ears from when I was up there a few weeks ago. Look, it's a good point for the Raw. It's not an easy place to go, Windy Wellington.
Yep.
The cake tin. It keeps letting people down because there is no cake there.
Yeah.
False advertising.
I think the Knucks are a bit of a smoky for the toll, to be honest.
Really?
I think the defense is pretty hard to break down, as seen like last weekend. They seem to keep out a lot of shots.
Yeah.
They seem to soak up a lot of pressure. I think by the end of the season, I reckon they could be up there.
Oh, big call.
That's my smoky, mate.
That's your smoky. Is that your lock of the week?
It's my smoky. It's my bushfire smoky.
That's Pat's bushfire season smoky in the A-League. Right, we'll move on to the Sydney Derby. Western Sydney Wanderers are still searching for a goal.
They're wandering for a goal.
Where Sydney this goal is going to come from.
That's right. Del Piero scored. I say penalty, you say dive.
Yeah, it was a dive. Mate, there was barely any contact there. And not one commentator seems to have brought it up. I reckon it was a dive.
And you think that's just because it's ADP? You reckon that if it was anyone else, they'd be saying dive?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think so. I think it's a penalty.
You think it was a penalty?
Yeah.
Mate, he went down like the earth crumbled underneath him.
Yeah, no, that's because Heskey fell over earlier in the day in Newcastle.
Like Zaktovich absolutely smashed him in the leg. It didn't happen.
What happened was the earlier penalty in Newcastle, which we'll talk about in a minute, where Heskey was brought down, the shockwave of that had just hit Parramatta Stadium and was enough to send him off his feet. And that's understandable.
Yeah, obviously. So.
Where are Wanderers' goals going to come from? Any idea?
Maybe Moy. He's a bit the Moy, only yes. guy.
He looks a good player, he's the only one who looks like he could score. Yeah. His free kicks are great, those swerving, dipping ones. But I think any team that says, right, we've got to score some goals, let's get that Mark Bridge guy.
Oh, he's one of the greats, isn't he?
You're on a high
A-League great.
Yeah.
It's a package of him.
A-League grand final winning goal scorer against Central Coast Mariners from, I think, season 3, from memory. Yeah. When you got him and that Cressinger bloke up front, it's struggle street for you.
Yeah. Well, remember at the start of the season, you told me you went and seen like a trial game, didn't you?
I did. The Wanderers.
You said to me, Bridges looks good. I think he's going to be in for a big season.
Yeah.
You're pretty wrong. Fairly far off the mark.
I was wrong, but I also proved myself right because I did say before that I always used to think Bridge was fairly rubbish, but he played well last night.
Does this pretty much cross him off our interview list?
Yes.
Okay. That's all right.
Just... All right. It's whittled it down. Yet another player that will never speak to us. So Western Sydney Wanderers, nice for them though. They have a nice easy trip to Suncorp Stadium this weekend to try and break their duck. So.
Yeah. I think they need to be in the market for a striker. They need to find something.
Well, the defence looks good.
Yeah.
Only conceded the one goal. They scored, conceded a couple against, or just one against Adelaide. Yeah.
Hey, you're the stats man.
Yeah.
You should know all this.
24 and 32, mate. Marisha, 24 and 32. I've got the stats. So we'll move on. We haven't done predictions. Well, our predictions last week were absolutely terrible.
We
made Adelaide our locks of the week. for them to go on and lose. So we'll talk... let's not do predictions this week. We'll have a rest from predictions.
Yeah, so Ben Williams
we'll have
rest.
We'll have a Ben Williams. Just a... Why do they call it a rest for the officials when they get stood down? Any other player misses out a week, he's dropped.
Yeah, he's dropped.
Referee has a stinker, sits out the next week, that's a rest.
Mate, you don't get soreness from refereeing. Maybe his mouth was sore from blowing the whistle too much.
Yeah, his lips were so chapped. He tried to train early in the week and put the whistle to his mouth and it hurt so bad they had to rule him out.
They tried to give him a cortisone injection, but obviously it didn't work.
Moving on to Newcastle 2, Central Coast Mariners 1, as I said we were going to. Griffiths, the cannon, cannoned in a penalty.
There
was never a penalty. Heskey's penalty, let's be honest.
The ball went through the back of the net. It was going that fast. It was a Roberto Carlos.
Oh, it was the cannon... they should get the cannon, Ryan Griffiths, and Fred from Melbourne Heart, who is now a pirate, because they would go well together. And they should shoot down other ships.
They should buy a boat. Sail the seven seas.
The Griffiths penalty, when Heskey was brought down, your thoughts? Mine, for me, it's like never a penalty.
He barged into him, and then he fell over.
Heskey put the shoulder in, went down, got the pen. I think you said the ADP one was only a penalty because it was ADP.
Yep.
I think for me, that one there was the same case. Not the same case because I disagree with you on the other one. But if it's Heskey, penalty. If it's the other way around, no penalty.
Oh, in the referee's defense, when we did see the referee, like a screenshot of him, he had two of those eye patches on at the time. So, credit's due.
That's true. I mean, good on him for continuing Ben Williams with two eye injuries, because Fred had one, and that affected his vision bad enough to not be able to complete the game in Perth. Ben Williams, obviously, like you say, had two on that you saw in the footage and continued on. So, he's a hero.
Yeah, he's a hero.
Yeah, he just wanted to show how good he was. Central Coast Mariners almost got something out of the game. Heskey scored again, which is great for him and for the Jets. Emil Heskey, who has been a big hit since coming out. Apparently, he was lured out here by one of his old friends, Michael Bridges, from the Jets. Known each other from their time in England.
Yep.
He revealed on the shootout on Fox Sports on the weekend what had convinced Emil to come out. And here's a little bit of what he had to say about why what he said in the phone call to Emil.
The next level that we need for the country, and sold the area of Newcastle to him as well, which is not hard to do. There's plenty of beaches and you can find a car park space.
So what's got Emil over here was he was under the impression that there was lots of bitches. lots of bitches and you can find a car park space. Name the town, I'm going to move there.
Yeah, yeah. If Adelaide had bitches and car parks, I'd be there in a heartbeat.
Heskey, who is on Heskey Cam this week.
Yes.
I can't believe they're still doing that.
He's going to get a lot of bitches from that.
Especially if the Heskey Cam pulls him in the shower, like you said. A lot of bitches, and I tell you what, you want a free car park space, there'll be free shower spaces either side of that bloke, because no one's going to stand next to him. That's not going to impress the bitches. But Ruben Zadkovich did his best to just kick everyone out of the game. Some of the fouls he gave away, it's like he's trying to get sent off.
I know. Like, obviously, he's got no ability on the football, so he's just going to try to hack at people's legs to win Newcastle game. Like,
it worked for Kevin Muscat.
Don't score goals, just take out their players.
Yeah. We're going to bring in a new segment, What Would Ruben Do? Last minute of the game, your team is winning 2-1, crucial home derby. The other team's throwing everyone forward. You have a break on. It's you and two other players against one defender on the halfway line. Do you A, pass to your left to the Jets player who will go down and score? Do you B, pass to the right for the Jets player to go down and score? Or do you C, try and take on that one defender, loose possession? He crosses it in and the Mariners score, and but for an offside goal, you've thrown away the win. That's what you would do if you're Ruben. You'd give it away and just hack wherever possible.
Yep. Yeah. That's the Ruben way.
That's right. But that's why he gives the ball away. Yeah, doing a Ruben. That's why he gives the ball away, because his game is defensive. He's better without the ball.
No, yeah. You don't want him attacking.
No, you don't want him in your team. He needs to stick to making Moby records, because some of those were okay a while ago. But even that's overstayed, it's welcome. Melbourne Victory on Friday night. Finally got a win. We thought it was never going to happen. We made Adelaide our shoe-ins of the week last week. Melbourne, instead of passing the ball to no one, scored a couple of goals and won a game. That's a much better tactic.
They actually kept a few goals out.
Yeah. Well, they dropped Lawrence Thomas, the goalkeeper, after last week. I slated him. So obviously, I've got a good record. I slated Danny Allsop in Brisbane. He retired the next day. I slated Lawrence Thomas on the podcast last week. He was dropped. And the Victory have also signed Nathan Coe, former Socceroos goalkeeper. Yes. So it looks like 10 of
the riches in the goalkeeper. Yeah, that's right.
Three of their 23 players are goalkeepers. So it's a little bit worrying.
I think Ange must be listening to the podcast.
I assume he is. I assume everyone does. Yeah. That's what made
us
number one.
You are a coach. You actually are a football coach, so.
Me? Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's right. And I have a goalkeeper, not three.
Yeah.
So maybe he'll downsize next week.
Yeah.
I foresee my lock of the week is for Lawrence Thomas to get the tap on the shoulder saying, "You're cut."
And one of those seagulls is shit on his shirt.
Yeah, as he walks away. The seagulls were back. They're a serial problem.
Oh, my.
Shut the damn roof.
Hey, well, there's more cereal than cornflakes.
A Kings of Leon concert had to be cancelled not long ago because there were pigeons up in the loft, like thousands of pigeons, and they kept shitting during the show.
Yeah.
And it was really unsafe. Yeah. So they had to cancel the concert. This is like getting to that point.
Yeah.
We got to get rid of these seagulls because we want to watch football.
Yeah, I know. Oh, well, I work at a food manufacturing plant.
Yeah.
Not a great job, but yeah, still pays the bills. And we were told this story a few years ago, like there was a big outbreak of salmonella or it's like some kind of big disease, and it was caused from pigeon poo. So obviously if these birds are shitting people's food and eating it, I reckon there could be a few health scares.
Why? Who's eating it?
Mate, there'll be birds flying around everywhere and you're eating your chips. There's a bit bird shit there. And you don't see it. And you go put it in your mouth.
That's so minimal. There's more chance of you actually knowing that Fuzzy Eddie referee.
Mate, it can't happen. And you eat that chip, the next day you die of salmonella. You don't know where it's come from.
Close the roof before someone dies.
Yeah.
That is the worst speculation of a future incident I've ever heard. That was terrible.
Mate, watch those birds.
Mate, I'll watch. I'll never take my chips.
It's not a joke either. It was actually caused by pigeon poo. Wait, yeah, break of salmonella or something like that.
This is Health Weekly Podcast. Make sure you tune in to get the latest on gastro diseases. Let's talk about the game. Mark Milligan scored. Dario Vidicic opened the scoring for Adelaide United with a penalty. Mark Milligan equalised just 2 minutes later for the victory. And Marco Rojas with a ball that hit the crossbar, hit the defender, hit the crossbar, and then was tapped in for the winning goal.
As a little side note, after the game, apparently some of the Adelaide United fans were walking down King Street chanting, "We get to go home, Melbourne's a shithole." Yeah,
but you get to go home to Adelaide.
I don't think Adelaide's a great place.
If you are complaining about Melbourne and glad to get home to Adelaide,
you got problems.
Yeah, that's right. Maybe they were saying Melbourne's a shithole because of all the seagull shit in the stadium.
Oh dear. Like Melbourne's like the Australia's capital for sport, culture, / everything else that's good in Australia.
Seagulls.
All I know Adelaide for is a city of churches.
Yeah, they've got some fine churches. They've got a fine church. Everyone in Adelaide owns a church.
Yeah,
that's the impression that I'm under.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to Adelaide?
No.
That'll do me.
Wait, you're on the cricket all the time. Cathedral land. It's a church.
Yeah, no, it is known as the city of churches. We will probably wrap up the show soon, I would have thought. Do you have anything else you want to add?
No.
We're in a hurry
not
today.
Really?
I'm not. The show's a day early today, and we're in a hurry because I have to leave because I'm going to be in the corporate box. I'm in the chairman's lounge at the Newcastle Jets.
Oh, sorry, Mr. High Roller.
Melbourne victory game. Yeah, so I'll have hands full of prawn sandwiches if you need me.
Yeah.
So I won't be answering your calls.
That's all right.
I rarely answer your calls anyway. I don't really like you.
I won't call you.
That's a good point. Yeah, we usually text. Yeah, I can't remember the last time we had a phone conversation. But thanks for coming, mate.
No worries, mate. Yeah. See you next week.
Yeah, will do. Take care. Thanks for listening.
That was the Football Sack Podcast. If you haven't already, subscribe on iTunes to stay up to date with all of the football action across Australia.